Children, Denison, Texas, December 19, 1878. Dear children, we have just read your letter. We thought it would be an advantage to Marion to come here, and she might help in getting out my books. There are good copyists. She will not need to work so very hard, but it is her judgment of composition we want. If you think best, you can send Mary White. We will not object to her. Or either you may send Mary Smith or Marion Davis. We have work that must be done. You can do as you think best about this matter. Father is quite anxious for Marion. You are on the ground. You know what we need. And do for us the best you can. You need not send alpaca, but the flannel. And if you can get any more all-wool flannel remnants or larger pieces for 25 cents per yard, you may send red or any color, not cheap, sleazy stuff. Do not pay any more for them. It would not be any advantage for what we can get it here. Send in a bag my little bits of nice merino to make something for the children here if I can get time. Send a red-covered book called Antiquities of the Bible, or Jewish Antiquities. We are driving matters on testimonies. Tell me how it comes out. I want to know how it reads. Is the composition passable? Father does not make any changes, and my copyist will follow copy precisely, even to wrong spelling, although both have been teachers. For two or three nights, we have driven them up very closely. Did you see anything of a Japanese box of mine Edson brought to Battle Creek? A broadcloth sack was in it when it left Oakland, but whatever Edson did with it, I cannot say. Send me from blank some of the nicest buttons, 10 cents a dozen, and 4 spools of linen thread, 2 yards of the nice farmer's satin from Father's German tailor. I can't wait a minute more. Mother.